In this 10 Threats to the Great Lakes series, we've found experts across the region point to alien invasive species as the number one challenge facing the lakes. The Great Lakes have changed dramatically because of non-indigenous species that compete for food and space with native fish and organisms. More than 160 foreign aquatic species have been introduced since the lakes were opened to shipping from overseas. It's believed that many of the invasive species hitched a ride in the ballast tanks of ocean-going cargo ships. Foreign ships entering the Great Lakes are boarded and inspected in Montreal long before the ships enter U.S. waters. Sheridan McClellan is a marine science technician with the U.S. Coast Guard. He says inspectors take samples of ballast water and test it on board ship. He demonstrated the equipment at the Coast Guard lab in Messina, New York.
And when you look through this refractometer, if you look on the right-hand side, you will see the salinity. If you'd like to look for it.
Oh, yeah, I see.
You see a line?
Right.
The inspectors want to see salt in the water. That means the ship exchanged ballast water from a freshwater port with ocean water that kills most freshwater organisms hiding out in the ballasts.
Once we check all the ballast tanks and they're all good to go, we tell the captain that he's allowed to discharge his ballast in the Great Lakes if he so desires.
And that's it. If the ship's ballast contains ocean water and the log shows the water came from deep ocean, it's good to go. Lieutenant Commander James Bartlett commands the Messina Station. He says that's all the Coast Guard can do.
We've been asked if we are actually checking for the organisms and doing a species count. Right now that technology is not available to us, nor really do we have that capability in our regulations. It's essentially a log check, an administrative, and then also a physical salinity check.
But a ship can also be allowed into the Great Lakes if its ballast tanks are empty. Ships fill their ballast tanks to keep the vessel stable in the water. When a ship is fully loaded with cargo, it sits deep enough in the water that it doesn't need ballast water for stability. It's declared as no ballast on board, or no bob. But no ballast on board does not mean empty. There is always a little residual water and sediment. Deep inside the SS William A. Irvin, an out-of-service iron ore ship that's permanently docked in Duluth, Minnesota, Captain Ray Skelton points out the rusty structure of the ballast tanks.
You can see by all the webs, scantlings, cross members, frames, just the interior supports for the cargo hold itself, and the complexity of this configuration, that it wouldn't be possible to completely pump out a tank.
And a recent study of no-bob ships found there's a lot more than just water and sediment sloshing around in the bottom of the tanks. David Reed headed up the study. He says there are live organisms in both the water and the sediment.
If you multiply it out, you see that there are millions of organisms, even though you have a very small amount of either water or sediment.
And when ships load or unload, they discharge or take on ballast water. That stirs up the water and sediment in the bottom of the ballast tanks, along with the organisms they're carrying from halfway around the world, and then they end up in the Great Lakes. The shipping industry says for the past few years, the security regulations since 9/11 have been more important to the industry than dealing with ballast water. Helen Broll is executive director of the U.S. Great Lakes Shipping Association. She says the shipping industry hasn't forgotten. It is paying close attention to concerns about ballast water.
From my perspective, in 10 years, ballast water is not an issue because in 10 years, there'll be treatment technology on most ships. We're moving right along. Ballast, in some respects, is kind of beating a dead horse.
But environmentalists and others say 10 years to get most of the ships fitted with ballast water treatment equipment is too long. New non-indigenous species are being introduced to the lakes every few months. The invasive species that are already in the Great Lakes are costing the economy and taxpayers about $5 billion a year. The environmentalists insist Congress needs to implement new ballast regulations for the Coast Guard soon. They also say the Environmental Protection Agency should start treating ballast water like pollution before more invasive species catch a ride in the ballast tanks of foreign freighters and further damage the lakes. For the GLRC, this is Lester Graham.